Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Marmaray Abraham Goldar, and today Masechus Gittin Daf Ein Vav, the seventh parak Mishachazo. The Zichu Masechus Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tana Brice. The husband said before two Edim, Harzikitech Amunas Shetashamshi as Abba Beishanim. This is your get on condition you serve my father for 2 years. And he later said before two other Edim prior to giving the get, Harzikitech Amunas Shetanenli Matim Zuz. This is your get on condition you give me 200 zuz. The last words did not void the first words, and both conditions are valid. Thus, she may fulfill either. Rashi explains that since he didn't say that his wife must pay in addition to serving his father, he could not mean that both conditions must be fulfilled. However, if he first said, on condition you give me 200 zuz, but before other edim said, on condition you give me 300 zuz, the second condition voids the first, and she must pay 300 zuz to effect the get. The Braisa concludes, Ve'in echon minim rishonim ve'echon minim achronim mitzdarfin. And one aid from the first pair cannot combine with one aid from the second pair to testify to a condition. This refers to the first case, and although they witness different conditions, since either one can affect the divorce, one might think they can jointly testify that there was a condition in the get. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ha'izikitech kozman she'evor mekeneged panayich shoshim yom. If one says, this is your get any time I pass from your presence for 30 days, Hayaho chuba, ho chuba, and he was constantly going and coming, Hayavolo nisyachi ima ha'izik get. Since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get. The Gemara wonders why the get is valid, since he didn't leave her presence for 30 days. Two explanations offered. Number one, Rav Huna explains, the husband was using a euphemism for tashmish, relations, and since he didn't have relations for 30 days, the get is valid. Or number two, Rabbi Yochanan says, the expression is intended literally, and she is not yet divorced. The Mishnah teaches the get is still valid to later fulfill the condition, and it's not a get yoshan, an old get, meaning where the husband was alone with his wife after the written date, which disqualifies the get. The Gemara asks, Valecho Shema Pius, let us be concerned that he appeased her and secluded himself with her, and will later claim he rendered the get a get yoshan. It answers that the Mishnah is where the husband explicitly says, Ne'amanas alai lomar shelo basi. My wife is believed by me to say I did not come back and appease her. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one says, Ha'izikitech, im lo basi mikan va'ad yud beis chodesh, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, umeis betoch yud beis chodesh, and he died within 12 months, eno get, it's not a valid get, since it takes effect after his death. But if he said it should take effect from now if he does not return, it is effective even if he dies during the 12 months. The Gemara reports that Rabbi Yudin Nasiya, grandson of Rabbi, permitted a woman to remarry on the basis of such a get even in the first case because he holds like Rabbi Yossi that Zmano Shoshtar Mochiyah Chuav, the date of a document proves its intent to take effect from that date. Morazer asked an elderly man who was present at the above lenient ruling if she may remarry immediately or if she must wait until the 12 months end. Did you permit her immediately because the husband will not return? Or did you only permit her after 12 months because the condition is fulfilled only at that time? The same question may be asked about the second case or a Mishnah. The questions remain unresolved. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a brice, if the husband said before two edim, Ha'izikitech amanas shetashamshi as abba beishanim, this is your get on condition you serve my father for 2 years, and he later said before two other edim, prior to giving the get, Ha'izikitech amanas shetanenli matayim zuz, this is your get on condition you give me 200 zuz, obito divrei achron as a rishon, the last words did not void the first words, and both conditions are valid. Thus, she may fulfill either. Rashi explains that since he didn't say that his wife must pay in addition to serving his father, he could not mean that both conditions must be fulfilled. However, if he first said, on condition you give me 200 zuz, but before other edim said, on condition you give me 300 zuz, the second condition voids the first, and she must pay 300 zuz to effect the get. The Braisa concludes, Ve'in echon minim rishon ve'echon minim achronim mitzdarfin. And one aid from the first pair cannot combine with one aid from the second pair to testify to a condition. This refers to the first case, and although they witness different conditions, since either one can affect the divorce, one might think they can jointly testify that there was a condition in the get. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Ha'izikitech kozman she'evor mekeneged panayich shoshim yom. If one says, this is your get any time I pass from your presence for 30 days, Hayaho chuba, ho chuba, and he was constantly going and coming, Hayavolo nisyachi ima ha'izik get. Since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get. The Gemara wonders why the get is valid, since he didn't leave her presence for 30 days. Two explanations offered. Number one, Rav Huna explains, the husband was using a euphemism for tashmish, relations, and since he didn't have relations for 30 days, the get is valid. Or number two, Rabbi Yochanan says, the expression is intended literally, and she is not yet divorced. The Mishnah teaches the get is still valid till later fulfill the condition, and it's not a get yoshen, an old get, meaning where the husband was alone with his wife after the written date, which disqualifies the get. The Gemara says, Valecho Shema Pais, let us be concerned that he appeased her and secluded himself with her, and will later claim he rendered the get a get yoshen. It answers that the Mishnah is where the husband explicitly says, Ne'amanas alai lomar shelo basi, my wife is believed by me to say I did not come back, and appease her. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one says, Harizekitech, im lo basi mikan va'ad yud beis chodesh, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, umeis betoch yud beis chodesh, and he died within 12 months, eno get, it's not a valid get, since it takes effect after his death. But if he said it should take effect from now if he does not return, it is effective even if he dies during the 12 months. The Gemara reports that Rabbi Yudin Nasi, a grandson of Rabbi, permitted a woman to remarry on the basis of such a get even in the first case because he holds like Rabbi Yossi that Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Lav, the date of a document proves its intent to take effect from that date. Morazer asks an elderly man who was present at the above lenient ruling if she may remarry immediately or if she must wait until the 12 months end. Did you permit her immediately because the husband will not return? Or did you only permit her after 12 months because the condition is fulfilled only at that time? The same question may be asked about the second case or a Mishnah. The questions remain unresolved. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Ayin Vav, and this was suggested to us by Yeshua Eisenberg. He suggested that Ayin Vav is an IV tube, an intravenous tube. So here goes. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz. And then, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days. Needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died. So once again, it's a motion. The poor wife on the green IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, which reminds the Gemara discusses what if a husband makes one condition before two edim, and then makes a different condition before other edim. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that if one says, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get. The Gemara wonders why the get is valid since he didn't leave her presence for 30 days, and it brings two different explanations. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one says, Harzikitech im lobasi mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, and he died within the 12 months, it's not a valid get since it takes effect after his death. But if he said it should take effect from now if he does not return, it is effective even if he dies during the 12 months. So once again, the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died. All right, so now it's time for Four Balabach Chazara. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Simur Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake. Thick piece of cake? That must be more on Daf Ayin Beis. Thick. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says, zegitech imati, this is your get if I die, lomar kum, he has said nothing, meaning the get is invalid because it was set to take effect after his death. But if he says, mehayom imati, this is your get from today, if I die, har is a get, this is a valid get because it takes effect retroactively. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, which reminds us Rabbi Yossi holds, Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Lav, the date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. He holds that writing the date indicates he wants it to take effect on that date. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, put a bow on the get to look like a gift, to make clear that if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the get, which reminds us, Rav Huna said regarding transactions of someone gravely ill, geto kemat naso, the laws of his get are the same as those of his gift. He explains that just as with a gift, if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the gift since he only gave it because he thought he would die, so too with his get. If he recovers, he automatically retracts from the get, which he presumably gave for the same reason. Other similarities are mentioned. Daf Ein Gimel. So the Simur Daf Ein Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the husband who said, "This is your get today if I die from this illness," was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, giant ostrich egg, that must be Murin Daf Ein Gimel. When the husband who said, "This is your get today if I die from this illness," was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, which reminds us, it was Tanur Braisa. If one says, "Zegitech mehayom imati mechori zeh," this is your get from today if I die from this illness, and the house collapsed onto him, or a snake bit and killed him, it'll get. It's not a get, because the husband did not consider this rare accident in his stipulation. So when the husband who said, "This is your get today if I die from this illness," was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches regarding one who said the sketch should take effect retroactively when he dies, "Latis yachidimo," his wife may not be alone with him unless he come to have relations with her, unless they are before witnesses. Even a slave's presence is sufficient except for her own slave woman with whom she is comfortable. A brisa brings malchukas if she was alone with him. The Tanakhama holds we suspect they had illegitimate relations, but do not suspect they had relations to affect kedushin. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, "Av choshishin mishim kedushin." We even suspect they had relations to affect kedushin. So when the husband who said, "This is your get today if I die from this illness," was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him, and was spending time with her friends telling them she feels divorced and not divorced, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, "Mahi ba'osan hayamim," what is her marital status during those days from receiving the get until her husband dies? Rav Yehuda says, "Ke'eshes ish," she's like a married woman in all respects. Rav Yossi says, "Megureshes ve'ena megureshes," she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt, and adultery would incur an ashem ta'ud. Daf Ein Dalet, so the Simur Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must be more in Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, "This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," which reminds us, the Gemara brings him out because when does a get take effect if it was given on condition that the wife gives him money? Rav Huna says, "V'hiti ten," and she gives it meaning that she's divorced retroactively, provided she eventually pays. Rav Huna says, "V'kashiti ten," she's divorced when she gives it, but not before. If the get is destroyed before she pays, it's invalid, according to Rav Yehuda. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, "This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," but then changed his mind and said, "This is your get on condition you give me my cloak," before discovering his wife lost his cloak, which reminds us, if one said to his wife, "This is your get on condition you give me my cloak," and she lost his cloak, the Tanakhama holds the cloak itself must be given and she cannot fulfill the condition. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Titin lo zdameh," she can give its equivalent value. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, "This is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz," but then changed his mind and said, "This is your get on condition you give me my cloak," before discovering his wife lost his cloak, shocked the jury when he said the husband finally gave up and said, referring to the 200 zuz, "They are forgiven to you." Which reminds us, Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is if one gave a get on condition she gives him 200 zuz, and he later said to her, "They are forgiven to you." He explains that even according to the Rabbanan, who said that the condition to give a cloak cannot be substituted with money, perhaps they would agree that where he completely forgave the payment, it is tantamount to receiving it. On the other hand, although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the condition to give a cloak is fulfilled with money, that may be because she appeased him with money, but perhaps forgiving it entirely isn't effective because he didn't receive anything from her. Daf Ein Hey. So the Simur Daf Ein Hey is an Amaharz. So here goes. The Amaharz, that must be more in Daf Ein Hey. The Amaharz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, which reminds us, the previous stuff quoted in the Mishnah said that initially one who bought a home in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which the seller may redeem for a year, would hide on the final day to prevent the seller from redeeming it. Hil Hazakan enacted that the seller can place redemption money in a designated chamber and repossess his home, and the buyer can retrieve his money when he wishes. Rava deduced that without Hil's takana, the seller could not make the payment against the buyer's will. This indicates that generally, nesina bal korche will have yonesina. Giving something to a person against his will is not considered giving. Therefore, if a get was given on condition that the wife pays 200 zuz, she can only pay with his consent, but cannot force him. A pupper rejects rubber's proof. So the Amma Arts and the green beggar without senses, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, which reminds us, if one said, this is your get on condition that you return the paper to me, Megareshes, she's divorced. The Gemara asks, how is she divorced if the get will only take effect once it leaves her possession? And brings Amarim, who has three disqualifications of the condition which allow the divorce to take effect without its fulfillment. Either the Tanai was not kafu, it wasn't doubled, the Maisa was before the Tanai, or it was a case of a Tanai who Maisa bedavar echad. Both the condition and the act involved the same item, referring to the get. So the Amma Arts and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, or how a woman divorced on condition she nursed the son fulfilled her condition only after one day, which reminds us. The next mission states, if one said, this is your get on condition that you nurse my son, she must nurse him for 2 years according to the Tanakama, or 18 months according to Rabbi Yehuda to fulfill the condition. Or she adds that the service of the father is until he dies. If the son or father died before the condition was completed, the get is valid since the service isn't needed. Our mission contradicts a brisa which teaches that a single day is sufficient to fulfill the condition. Rav Chisda answers, the brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who interprets conditions leniently. Two other opinions are brought to explain the brisa. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we know that the law of an ill person's get are the same as those for his gift? That's on daf Ayin Beis. Good. Number two, which daf do we know the case of the house seller buying back his home according to Hillel's takana, and the question if nesina bal korcha is a nesina? That's on daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number three, which stuff do you want if one says, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming since he wasn't alone with her? It's a valid get. That's on Duff. Ayin Vav. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss a get given on a condition that the wife nurse the son, and the question of how long she must nurse him for? That's on Duff. Ayin Hey. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is if the husband forgives the condition of the wife giving 200 zuz? That's on daf Ayin Dal. Good. Number six, which stuff do we have a case if the husband makes a condition before two edim and then makes a different condition before other edim? That's on daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we have a machlokas of the status of the woman whose divorce is pending if she's considered fully married or divorced and not divorced? That's on daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff are two reasons given as to why one who cuts someone's trachea and esophagus, or most of them, does not go into gallus? That's on daf Ayin. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you have makos if the condition of the wife to give a cloak may be fulfilled with her giving money? That's on daf Ayin Dal. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you have a case if one says, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months and he died within 12 months? That's on daf Ayin Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.